Arizona's arts advocacy organization is getting a new leader. After more than a decade with Arizona Citizens for the Arts, including 8 as its executive director, Rusty Foley is retiring at the end of the month. Her replacement will be Joseph Benish, who most recently has served as director of Phoenix Center for the Arts. Benish and Foley join me, and Rusty, let me start with you on this. I'm curious how you think Arizona does in terms of funding its arts programs relative to where the state has been and maybe where other states are.
Well, the arts community in Arizona suffered badly during the recession. We saw state funding at one point drop to almost zero. Local funding sources like the City of Phoenix also dropped to almost nothing, and that had an impact. But the private sector also cut funding to the arts. But since then, over time, we have seen quite a bit of recovery there. But we still are not where we were before the recession in 2008. But what has happened is that arts and culture organizations have really started to look at the work that they do in a different way. They're extraordinarily resilient. So they've really learned to do their business differently in an environment of scarcer resources.
Joseph, how do you make the pitch to either government, state, city, county, whatever, or to private entities that the arts, amongst all the other things in the state that need money, the arts are worthy of that kind of support?
Well, before I make that pitch and kind of tell you some of my ideas, I'd like to take a moment, if it's okay, just to say who I am, because for me, that's part of the pitch. But I'm a poor white kid who grew up with a single mom, 2 boys. We were on food stamps, public education, public transportation, and the only arts we got was the arts we got in school. So I'm a product of this, and the arts are literally what kept me in school. I was actually going to drop out my senior year, and auditioning for the school play is literally the one thing that kept me going to school. And I graduated as a result of that and then came to ASU, and my career is kind of on paper since then. So when I speak passionately about the arts, just I want people to know that I'm a product of the arts, and I think I'm a somewhat productive member of society. So in terms of, you know, what that pitch is, so it's not going to come from me. Sometimes it will, but it's going to come from hopefully from the rest of the arts organizations and artists and communities and businesses around the state. So the pitch is going to be a little bit different for each person. You know, some people, everybody responds to either a passion or proof. For some people, it's just really showing the data that we have, which is really clear on the economic impact of the arts to the tunes of hundreds of millions or billions if you add in the whole creative sector. Mm-hmm. But the other side of that pitch is the personal stories like mine.
When you talk about your experience with arts in schools, and Rusty mentioned some of the problems during the recession, arts in schools are one of the main areas that got cut with all the K-12 education funding. How big of a priority is it to you to both maybe reintroduce dedicated arts programs in schools, but also encourage other arts organizations to do programming in schools?
I know that's a priority for me, and I think it's something that Rusty has already led really well. Because if we are not giving kids a foundation of arts in schools, we're missing a literal cornerstone of education. The arts are not a faucet that can be turned on and off. You have to cultivate it. So we need to give kids the opportunity to participate in that at an early stage, whether or not they want to become artists, whether or not they want to become accountants, and still go support the arts.
Yeah, and I would add, you know, for people who want quantitative proof, we know there's just reams of research on the impact of arts education on students and on schools. Students perform better, absenteeism goes down, school completion rates go up. They make schools better.
Rusty, Joseph mentioned that it's not a faucet. You can't turn it off and turn it on again. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, after the Great Recession, after the worst of it anyway, and mm-hmm. funding started coming back to state agencies, mm-hmm. was it difficult to get arts to where they had been and maybe where they had been on a path to get to, given that they had lost so much funding?
Yes. I mean, that has been the primary challenge of this organization for my whole tenure, is operating in a political environment where we needed to demonstrate the value of the arts to legislators who pass budgets, legislators who are still concerned about tight state revenues, have lots of other competing priorities. One of the ways we've done that, though, is not simply to demonstrate the economic value, but to talk about what's going on in local communities. And to the point of recovery, in some of our smaller communities, they are looking at the arts to revitalize their downtowns. So the arts are a solution in some communities and have been in some communities to revitalization.
Yeah, if I can add on to that, and I don't want to go off on a tangent here because I'm going to talk a little bit about Roosevelt Row and development, but arts as the solution and arts as leading development is true in every successful city everywhere. You know, we have this case statement right now in downtown Phoenix at Roosevelt Row, where I spend a lot of time, you know, where we saw artists going in there over 30 years ago, activating, you know, empty spaces and blighted neighborhoods. But that same model has existed, you know, as long as, you know, sort of in the modern U.S., you know, economy has existed, because you also saw it in New York. You've seen it in neighborhoods in Chicago. You've seen it in multiple cities across California, where the arts go in first and they build a community. And again, it's because we're going in and we like to be creative and we use spaces in a way that they weren't designed. So after the arts move in, then you see the bars and restaurants move in, and then you see the retail move in, and then you see development come. Mm-hmm. And you can see that same model across the country. And that's part of what I want us to be better at as an arts sector in telling that story.
Is it a different model, though, in a place like Roosevelt Row in downtown Phoenix, one of the biggest cities in the country, versus a place like Bisbee or Yuma, or even a more rural town that's not in a big metro area?
I think if we take the sort of case studies of our own Arizona cities, it's not that different. Of course, there's going to be a little bit difference in terms mm-hmm. of what the art is. You know, Metro Phoenix has a lot of theaters, and Jerome, you know, has a few more, you know, galleries. So the actual arts themselves might look different. But I think, again, looking at Arizona, there are really, really clear success stories of the arts leading that.
Well, I think one of the keys, especially I think when you get out of the urban areas, is that in these some of these smaller communities, they're using arts, they're doing art for their local communities. And as it grows, it may become a tourist attraction. It may be the reason that you spend an extra, you know, half day in the Verde Valley, or, you know, gee, Globe is developing an arts center for their young people. So some of that dynamism comes from the desire to engage local citizenry and bring, you know, people into their small downtowns.
I'm curious what you each think is the ultimate potential of the arts in Arizona.
Wow. I'm not sure how you ultimately would measure this, but to something that Joseph's been discussing here, the arts are not considered a sector of our community, a sector of our economy, the way other sectors are, but they are every bit as much of a contributor to community life and to the vitality of our state as any other sector. And that the impact that arts can have on the whole vitality of a community should be really important to the business community. So I think an appreciation of the role that arts plays in the whole ecosystem of our community would be good.
Joseph, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's telling that story. You know, the future of Arizona is what I've been saying for a long time, is that this is a land of opportunity. So it's really supporting the stories that are already there. You know, when you're in the arts community, like we are, you often know about everything that happens because, you know, you get the emails and your friends' Facebook feeds and whatever that is. So how do we get it to the point where the rest of the world, the rest of the country knows how beautiful and powerful, Arizona arts and culture is? And that's important, because otherwise you're going to leave the kids like me growing up and all the kids around the state out in the cold without any opportunities. So when we tell our stories about what's already happening and has been happening in Arizona for so long, then we'll see it change, because that messaging will change.
All right. Joseph Benesch is the incoming director of Arizona Citizens for the Arts. He'll be replacing Rusty Foley, who is going to be retiring at the end of the month. Guys, thanks to you both for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, Mark.